Next is Arts at Large. I have my timer. Sharon?
Yes.
And Mary.
Arts at Large is a project.
You are the only participant in the conference.
Based in Milwaukee, and it's sponsored by an organization with a huge budget, $1.5 million budget. However, this project is a $250,000 budget. It's really one of the larger ones, and I used to write grants for education, so I understand that you never have teachers come together without paying them their hourly rate and their travel. So that explains why so much money is involved in this project, because there's essentially two audiences. There are teachers of English as a second language, teachers, and the other group that they're working with are immigrant students, who are tons of them in Milwaukee. I had the number in hand once, but there's a lot of them. Can't see it now. This project, this application was so densely written that I had to start reading it over several times before I finally got to page 3 to find out what it is they want to do, which is where I wanted to, what I wanted to understand. What they want to do is to provide professional development to teachers in arts, integrated SEL, which is social emotional learning topics, using art, personal reflection, and small group discussion to explore social emotional learning. And so they want to work with teachers over a 10-week period to teach them how to facilitate these processes, and then they're going to work with the teachers will work with students to develop personal narratives using multidisciplinary arts, and then they'll have a project at the end where they share these things, a public exhibition of their work. So they are tapping into groups that have a lot of experience in these things. This is one of the places I expected to see their organization, but I didn't. But they do have a lot of people from different organizations and artists who, the artists they're going to use for doing this are all people who have experienced being an immigrant. So it's really strong in the people that they identified to work with the students. And the other thing they are doing that's strong is they are hiring an outside evaluator to work with the students to see that they are making changes in their adaptation to their new country. They're going to look at classroom behavior. They're going to have teachers evaluate whether they are attending school more often, whether they're integrating with other students, and doing all the things that show that they have, that there's an effect from the classroom, from the work that they're doing. This is the second year of this project, and so they seem to have a pretty good grasp of what it is they plan to do.
Thanks, Sharon. And you said, just as they were dense, you think it could have been, you know.
I found it very hard
get to the meat of it right away.
Get to the point. They use so much educational jargon. I used to write educational grants. I would never have written it this dense because the reader is not in this place. And it was really hard to decode.
Good to know.
Questions, and I don't want to step on your time.
No, that's all right.
Is someone else going to do the second reader?
Mary's the second reader.
So Rich, I would wait until
after. You should wait until after.
So I just had two little things to add. I mean, Arts at Large has so many connections in Milwaukee, so it's a good organization to facilitate this, and it's David did a very good job of explaining why this particular population needs programming, and so I thought that was very strong. I don't remember reading if it's the second year of the program. I didn't remember reading any previous evaluation results. Does anybody else remember that?
Maybe it's the first year they're applying?
No, it's the second year they're applying. Second year of the grant. So that would have made it stronger if they would have said, here's some of what the information we gathered from year one. It's generally, because that's even one of the things listed here is that that they should do.
But presumably, this is only April. Their first year evaluation wouldn't be complete.
Okay.
So they don't have it in hand, but it was a pilot.
Then the only other thing I thought that could be, we could have eliminated certain things, details, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about the professional development, the content of those professional development workshops and sessions. We just said, well, we're going to be helping teachers understand this population, but is that fleshed out a little bit of what's the content of that? So that's all.
So am I correct that the end result of this is just the exhibition?
From an arts component, but the training that goes along with it is part of it.
Yeah, so I think the benefit to the participants is outstanding, but I'm really disappointed that the end result is just an exhibition. I don't know that that's super beneficial to students. That's kind of assuming a lot about the students who are participating and what they want to get out of their art, and I feel like they could have pretty easily taken the result of this and found more interesting ways to make it more relevant to the community and more for the students. Also, teachers don't get paid, right? Just they get the professional development.
They get paid by the hour at a nice rate of that.
Great, okay.
Which is why the project cost is so high.
I would have also liked to know whether the professional development counted towards some kind of professional development requirement for the school district.
Usually does.
Yeah.
Someday.
So I think you could have just explained that.
Yeah.
So it seems like a lot of money, huge investment. I think the outcome would be stronger.
Or maybe they could have explained the outcome a little bit better. Because I can imagine if you have all these teachers who are getting the professional development, then they're applying it in their classrooms. And that has a much wider impact than being a student.
So it's not a one-shot deal. They're going to all continue going forward using these best practices.
It's an ongoing best practice. They are a neighbor organization within kind of the neighborhood that I've been working in. So I've seen come out of their format, and I understand your point of how the gallery exhibit seems like a low payout, but the way they do their exhibits are more of an event and very much interactive. So I think that's what you really get to see how the payout of the training for the students, because they're basically the docents. They're the ones curating the exhibit, and they're the ones in charge when you arrive there. They're the ones curating you, and they really are showing off the payoff. So I would say that the students are as much of the exhibit as part of the art that's on the wall.
Okay. I have a comment. Sometimes it's the process that's really important. They're dealing with English as a second language, so maybe they're helping them with their skills along the way, and they feel more involved in the community. Mm-hmm. In therapy, it's the process.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found really strong about this is that they are dealing with a strong immigrant refugee population, mm-hmm. and that they are having them develop social skills to, I would say, adapt to this new environment, however, really strongly validating who they are as individuals and really honoring that. So they realize that they have allies here. Yes, they have to do some sort of, adapting, but they don't have to let go of who they are as individuals. And I think that was really evident by some of the workshops that they've built so the students can connect through the arts with the community they live in now.
We're just about at time.
Nick, just to follow up on that, so you think, had there been a little more feedback mentioned from the students that are participating about that final event, that would have strengthened it? Okay, it's good to know.